Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Robin Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, a new complication has arisen in connection with Abner's war bond contest to elect a wife for Lum. The kinfolk of both Sister Simpson and Widder Abernathy have come down from the hills to buy bonds and to vote in the contest, and also to stay over for the wedding. And to make matters worse, they are camping right next to the store. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Hi, Granny's Abner. I can't stand this no longer.
Huh? Oh, well, morning, Lum. What'd you say?
Them hillbilly relays of Sister Simpson and Widder Abernathy's camping out there next to the store. We gotta get shut up, that's all they are to it. They're embarrassing me to death.
Embarrassing
you? Yes, sir. Every time I come in or go out of the store, a batch of them gathers around, stares at me.
Well?
Look me over from head to foot.
Huh.
Never say a word, just gawk at me.
Well, more likely some of them ain't never saw a city fella like you before, Lum.
Yeah. Just now when I was out there, one of them fell on my arm to see how much muscle I had.
He did? I reckon what he done that for.
I don't know. They never say nothing, so you can't tell what they're thinking.
No, they just stare at you.
All I know is that he turned to some of the others and shook his head. I don't know what he could have meant by that, hardly.
Well, maybe he meant that you didn't have no muscles.
No, it couldn't be that. I got muscles. They just don't show up much at all.
They don't, huh?
No, I got the internal type of muscles, I think.
Huh? Too bad you never got the kind you can use.
Well, I can use mine all right.
Huh?
And you think them country folks out there was getting themselves a horse instead of a husband.
A horse?
Yeah.
Law me, Lum, they ought to be able to tell you from a horse. You don't look like a horse hardly at all.
I know I don't look like a horse.
First place, you just got 2 feet, Lum. And you got smaller teeth, too, I believe. And you comb your hair different.
Abner, let's not go into details how I look different from a horse.
You weren't down on your hands and knees out there, was you?
Of course not.
Well, I don't know how they ever got that idea in their head then that you was a horse.
They never got it. I was the one that brung that up.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, for the land's sakes, when did this come over you, Lum?
When did what come over me?
The idea you got that you're a horse. Oh, that's the outdoingest thing I ever heard. Dog, as long we better get Doc Miller. You're a sick man and don't know
it. I ain't no such a thing.
Well, your mind's bound to be affected, Lum. That's just as bad as being sick. I never would have started this contest if I'd known it was going to do this to you. Let's see now, what's Doc Miller's ring?
Abner, get away from that telephone. My mind ain't affected no more than yours is. I mean, no more than a normal feller's mind is.
Yeah, but now, Lum, if you think you're a horse...
Ernie, what was that?
I don't know. Sounded like something hit the side of the store over there where them folks is camped.
Yeah. Look out the window and see if you can see anything.
Yeah, just a minute.
I just hope the Simpsons and the Abernathys ain't started a feud out there.
Oh, it ain't nothing, Lum. They just got up a game of horseshoes.
Horseshoes?
Yeah, one of the horseshoes hit the side of the store. Oh, I oughtn't to mention horse.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing. I never said nothing, Lum. But I wouldn't worry none about that game five you, because they ain't using your shoes for it.
My shoes?
Yeah, honest ain't, Lum.
For goodness sake, can't you get that idea about me being a horse out of your head?
It ain't my head we're trying to get it out of. It's your head, Lum.
It ain't no such a thing.
Lum, you admitted to me right with your own voice that you thought you...
Hey, they done it again.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Now, they got to cut that out. That's all they are to it. I ain't going to put up with that one more second. Just going to tell them to clear out of here.
Well, good for you.
I'm gonna tell them just exactly what I think of them and where to get off at.
Yeah, now you're talking. That's our time.
Run them so far out of town, they never will find their way back here.
Well, hooray for you, Lum.
I ain't going to wait another minute, neither. Go on out there right now and tell them that.
Huh?
Go on. I'll show them who's boss around here.
Yeah, well, just a minute now, Lum. I ain't going out there. Them's a bunch of mean-looking varmints out there, and they got them big hound dogs that growl and bark at you.
I don't care what they got. This just went too fur.
And they even got a couple of guns they're toting around with them.
I don't care. I ain't scared of their old guns. I ain't going to let them get away with this no longer. Go on out there, Abner, and tell them.
Now, listen, Lum. Uncle Henry Lunsford tried to get them to move early this morning.
He did?
Yeah, folks are starting to complain about them being a nuisance. They cause a lot of commotion. They're cooking their victuals right now out in the road there and hollering and laughing and going on. The dogs barking all night, and folks were complained to Uncle Henry, so he went over to see him about it.
Well, did Uncle Henry tell him he was the town marshal?
Why, sure. And he told them if they weren't packed up and starting to move in 20 minutes, that somebody's going to be locked up in jail. Right, Douglas, he was right, too.
Oh, you mean somebody got locked up? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Who was it, Simpson or Abernathy?
Neither one. It was Uncle Henry.
Uncle Henry?
Yeah, he locked himself up in a jail to protect himself. They run him right in a jailhouse, and he locked the door to get away from them.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs a-fightin'.
So now, if you want to move, Lum, why, you'll have to tell him yourself.
Grannies, I will, too.
Right now?
Yes, sir, right now. Well, I might give him another chance.
Now then, huh?
Just to show him I'm a reasonable man.
Huh?
It's your fault, Abner, this whole thing. Them folks wouldn't have been camped out there if it hadn't been you.
I never call them into town, Lum.
I know, but you started that contest.
Well,
when you were telling fortunes around here, having people buy bonds, and you'd tell their fortune for them.
Yeah, I done that.
Told Sister Simpson, the widow Abernathy, that some feller with a gray mustache was going to prepose to him.
Yeah, I never said you, though, Lum. I just said that his initials was L.E., that's all I said.
You said he was tall and had a mustache.
Yeah.
So then you started this contest.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for the contest, them folks wouldn't have come in here.
Yeah, but I never sent for them folks. I just started the contest. That's all I done, Lum. And I never started no horseshoe game or nothing else with them.
Well, they better get out of there. I can tell them that. If they hit that store one more time, I'm going right out there and tell...
Well?
If they hit the store just two more times, I'll go out there and whop them so hard they won't never know what happened to them. I dare them to do it four more times. Yeah. You notice they've quit now.
Huh?
Reckon they know when they've been told off.
You never told them nothing, Lum.
Huh?
They couldn't hear what you said. They're way outside there.
That's just three.
Oh. Yeah, there's the fourth one.
Was that the fourth, you say?
Yes, sir, that was four. I counted them.
Well, I said four loud ones, though.
Huh?
That last one was just a little bitty one. They can't fool me that way.
They can't, huh?
No, sir.
My dog is for a horse. You can sure study up excuses awful fast.
I ain't studying up no excuses, and I ain't no horse.
Huh?
If I went out there and started a fight, he'd more than likely pitch in and try to help me.
Huh? Who would?
Grandpap.
Grandpappy Spirit,
yes,
you
sir.
Mean?
That's who I'm thinking about right now. It's the only thing that keeps me from going out there.
Oh, well, what's Grandpappy Spears got to do with you going
out? He's sitting out there selling war bonds, ain't he?
Yeah.
And if I started to fight, he'd more than likely pitch in and try to help me. And he's way yonder too old for that sort of stuff.
Well, I do know.
I just can't think about myself in this, you know, Abner. Feller's got to think of other folks, too.
He has, huh?
I don't care if I get a black eye or a broken jaw myself, but poor old Grandpappy.
Now, listen,
no
Mom, I don't think they'll hurt you none. They want to keep you in good condition for the wedding.
But there ain't gonna be no wedding.
Well, according to them, they is. They come into town here to make sure of it, too. Grandpappy says they watch that scoreboard out there like a batch of hawks. Quick, if Sister Simpson gets ahead in the contest, well, then the widder's kin folks get together and dig up enough money for a couple of more bonds so they can vote and put the widder in the lead. Then the Simpson tribe get together and dig up...
I know all that, Abner. And there's something else I gotta put a stop to. They gotta quit... slipping in that Confederate money.
Confederate money?
Yes, sir. That stuff ain't no good no more. I don't care where they get it.
Oh, my goodness. Doggies, they sold one of them horseshoes right through the window, Lum.
Aye, grannies, that's the last straw. That done it.
Huh?
Look out and see if you can tell which one of them throwed that.
Yeah, just a minute.
Yeah, they went just a little bit too far this time. Can you tell who it was?
Yeah, I believe it's that little young'un that's with him, Lom, because he's throwing his second shoe right now, and he must have just got done throwing his first one.
A young'un, huh?
Yeah, you know that little feller's with him.
Give me that horseshoe. I'll go out there and romp that around his neck so many times you think he's orange pretzel.
Well, now, wait a minute, now, Lom. Don't do nothing you'll be sorrowful for.
Don't hold me back, Abner. There ain't nothing that can stop me now.
Well, now, wait a
minute.
I'm
a desperate man. Anybody that gets in my way, it'll just be too bad for him. That's all I
can say. Hey, wait a minute. Look out. Watch out, Lom. Here comes another. Lom. Doggy, that's a close name. I might not got you there.
Give me
time.
Both of them horseshoes. Was that same young'un?
No, I believe this is that great big feller out there, Long.
Huh?
The one with that, them black whiskers, the one that carries that gun.
Oh.
He was the one that run Uncle Henry Lunsford in the jail this morning.
Pick up them horseshoes, Abner.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Just toss them back out the window.
Toss them back? Ain't you going out there and running out of town?
No, of course not.
Huh?
What's the reason to make a fuss over a little horseshoe game? Let folks enjoy themselves. That's my motto.
I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dogie's Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.